For parents, we often try to talk to our children about their vocations in life, whether it be that of single, that to married life, or that to religious or priesthood. Well, joining me today, we have a great opportunity to speak to a couple of young men, one who is discerning the decision to enter seminary, and one who is on the verge of ordination. Deacon Randy Huang is joining me today, and Luke Van Smorenberg is discerning a call to the seminary. Thank you both for joining me in studio today.
Thank you, Brenda, for having me.
Thank you for having me as well.
Well, Deacon Randy, I first want to love to talk with you. You have been on the Morning Blend before. We're excited to have you back from overseas doing your studies in Rome. You are on the verge of your priestly ordination. Kind of at this point, when you're looking at just a few weeks out, kind of what do you hope to do in these next few weeks to really prepare yourself for this next step?
You know, it's interesting because the last few weeks of up to ordination is always a stressful time with kind of finalizing practical elements with guests arriving and first masses and all that stuff. But yeah, I've been really trying my best to kind of carve out time just for prayer. I think this week for me is the last week to kind of finish all the practical things that need to be finished, and hopefully next week be the week where I spiritually prepare for ordination itself. I think we're about 9 days away from ordination. It's kind of daunting to kind of think about that. Yeah, it's been 9 years in formation, and now to look forward to the day that the Archbishop will ordain me. It's a very emotional time.
Oh, it's just wonderful. And all of the prayers and support of your family, of your friends, of our listeners here at Mater Dei Radio, we will continue to pray for you, especially during these last 9 days. So you said your formation from the time you entered seminary to this point, which we consider still part of your education, how many years has that been?
It's been a total of 9 years.
9 years. And looking back at those 9 years, were there some key moments that you know that for the rest of your priesthood, that is what you're going to carry with you?
Yeah, I remember right before my diaconate ordination, I met with my formator, who is one of the priests from the seminary who helps assist forms the men in seminary formation. And I asked him, I said, you know, over this past 9 years, I've seen so many guys, great guys, who have left the priesthood. But in my 9 years, there's not been a moment where I've questioned my vocation. Hmm. I've never woken up and said, well, I wonder if there's other options out there. And he said to me, well, that's a gift from God, honestly, that the Lord has placed in your heart this vocation, and he's affirming you of that. And so over the 9 years, there's definitely been growing pains and struggles, especially going from high school into seminary formation, and really growing up in those 9 years. But I'm very blessed to be able to say that there has not been one moment during my time in formation where I've questioned that this is the Lord's call for me. And I look forward to the day of ordination where it's the moment where the Lord is who has called me has now chosen me.
Oh, amen to that. And again, we will continue to pray for you. Deacon Randy Huang joining me in studio today as we talk about his upcoming ordination. Well, joining us also is Luke Van Smorenberg. Luke, you're having a resident summer as you prepare to enter into seminary. Kind of share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and how, you know, you first understood the call to possibly the vocation to priesthood.
Yes, it's been a very good stay at least so far. And So going back to the first moments where I began my priestly awareness and clarity of everything in my vocation would have to be when I was 13, around 5 years ago at Covadis Days. One moment in Eucharistic Adoration, the Lord revealed to me a part of my vocation and then it being towards priesthood. And ever since then, even more recently, around 6 months ago, I received a very, very large piece of clarity towards my priesthood that had to do with me going to the Stations of the Cross. And then upon doing that, and prior to doing that, I prayed to the Immaculate Conception. And at a small moment, there was a miraculous moment where he touched my heart and revealed to me at least that the priesthood is right there in the future. And then from that point on, I got in contact with the vocation director and took steps throughout that, and then told them my story, and even met with Archbishop for a brief time. And then from there on, they got me, I finished application, and then I was assigned at the cathedral with Monsignor O'Connor, and That's the beginning.
Oh, a great beginning and a lot of learning I think you're going to experience over this summer. Luke, when you told your parents that you wanted to go to seminary, how did they react to that? Or did they kind of think, yeah, we knew that was coming?
They were very excited. I have five other brothers, and they all assumed that one of us at least was going to end up as a priest. And I was a little bit uncertain about who it was going to be, but especially with me, but then towards just these last moments and me completely being willing to whatever God has opened up to me, I've joined and I'm extremely excited to pursue it.
Luke, hearing Deacon Randy say that from the time he entered seminary to now be 9 years of pursuit of education of prayer, does that feel like a daunting task, or do you maybe just want to take it just one summer, 1 year at a time?
That sounds like I would say not super daunting task, but I would say it sounds like an extremely, not of course, always pleasant and easy filled journey. But I, especially through the times of prayer and the times to come, every moment with the Blessed Sacrament, every single Mass later, I just feel so much closer and so much more in tune with whatever God is calling me to. And I'm extremely excited for the days to come, especially these earlier years where I can nurture myself in the sacraments and I'm not so busy and can spend many hours in adoration as well. I'm extremely excited.
Deacon Randy, I mean, you think back 9 years ago to where Luke is right now. Is there something that you could say to Luke and to maybe all young people about who are about to embark on a journey like seminary?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I actually met Luke when I was entering seminary. And so it was during Kavadis days, I believe, and you were, I think, 12 or 13 years old. And so that was kind of the first moment of meeting Luke. And then now kind of fast forward 9 years later and being able to be with him in these final, you know, weeks before ordination, it brings about a nostalgia of, yeah, the first parts of seminary are always difficult in terms of transition. But to Luke and all those who are out there who are discerning or are in formation, just to persevere. You know, the Lord is there present, and all he asks us is to be faithful. And by virtue of our faithfulness every single day in the small acts and onto the bigger acts, he will always, always be there and always assist us whenever we need him. And so just a word of encouragement to Luke and all those out there to not be afraid.
No, don't be afraid. We hear it often in Scripture. And then, Deacon, before we go, we just have a few moments left. We know that your new assignment has been given to you. I'd love to give you, though, this opportunity to go on the air and maybe just say thank you to anybody who you feel like, well, you're so appreciative of their time and energy.
Yeah, I mean, as I approach ordination and then it being very difficult as we're approaching with COVID and certain restrictions and not everybody being able to be present for the ordination. But for all those who are listening out there and those beyond, my greatest gratitude to all of you for your prayers, your support, your presence all these 9 years. And I know that you will continue to pray for me and for all those seminarians going forward. But as you mentioned, yes, I will be, I have my assignment. The Archbishop gave me a call, which is really neat. And he gave me my first assignment as a priest of the Archdiocese. So I'm excited to announce that I'll be at Immaculate Conception in Staten, Oregon, starting July 1st.
Oh, wonderful. Now, there's a few mission parishes, so
yes.
I have a feeling you might be putting a lot of miles on your vehicle. All of the parishioners in the area are very excited to welcome you. And thank you both, Deacon Randy and Luke. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you, too.
And again, that is Luke Van Smorenberg and Deacon Randy Wong. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find information about the upcoming ordination. You can find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.